Greece's prime minister has rejected the idea that over-tourism is a pressing national problem. Instead, the country is focusing on bolstering infrastructure to handle more travelers and expand the peak travel season. Speaking at a recent conference, the prime minister highlighted the need to manage tourist activity more effectively and promote sustainable tourism growth across less visited regions. The prime minister's remarks suggest a shift in strategy aimed at boosting revenue while addressing localized challenges, particularly in popular island destinations. Greece's prime minister dismissed concerns that the country is suffering from over-tourism, describing it as a mischaracterization on the situation. Speaking at a tourism conference, the prime minister explained that while certain island destinations face infrastructure strain during peak months, much of the country is far from reaching saturation. His emphasis was on improving infrastructure to handle growing tourist numbers, rather than limiting arrivals. The prime minister pointed out that Greece faces a seasonal challenge, with concentrated tourist activities in specific areas during July and August. By improving infrastructure and spreading visitor activity over a longer period and across more destinations, Greece aims to continue its upward trend in tourism without negatively impacting local resources. In the first half of 2023, Greece saw a significant rise in tourism. Between January and July, the country welcomed 14.4 million international air passengers, marking an 8.2% increase compared to the previous year. Tourism spending also surged with a $7.5 billion spent during the same period. The prime minister sees these figures as proof of Greece's untapped tourism potential, especially in lesser visited areas. One of the major steps Greece has taken to address localized crowding is introducing new measures aimed at managing cruise traffic to its most popular islands. The country plans to impose fees on cruise passengers, with the revenue being directed towards improving local infrastructure. This is particularly crucial for islands such as Mykonos and Santorini, which see an overwhelming number of cruise ships arrive during peak season. The prime minister also announced limits on the number of cruise ships allowed to dock at these islands during peak months. The goal is to encourage cruise operators to explore alternative destinations and help spread tourism activity more evenly across the country. Additionally, expanding the tourist season beyond the traditional summer months is a key objective in the government's strategy. For travelers, these developments highlight the importance of planning visits to Greece with an understanding of how tourism is evolving in the country. With new fees for cruise passengers and potential limitations on arrivals in popular destinations, travelers may need to be more flexible in their travel plans. However, these measures could also lead to a more enjoyable experience by reducing overcrowding in peak locations. Infrastructure improvements will allow travelers to explore more regions comfortably, making it easier to visit less crowded areas. Travelers may find that expanding their itineraries beyond well-known hotspots can offer a richer and more relaxed experience of Greece. Additionally, with the push to extend the peak tourist season, visiting outside the traditional July-August window could offer a more serene experience while still enjoying the country's renowned attractions. The new policies also emphasize sustainable tourism, aiming to balance growth with the preservation of local resources. Greece's tourism strategy reflects a commitment to manage growth in a sustainable way, rather than limiting the number of visitors. Greece aims to spread tourist activity more evenly throughout the year and across the country. This approach, combined with targeted infrastructure improvements, positions Greece to continue its rise as a leading global destination. For travelers, the implications are clear. There are still many untapped regions in Greece that offer great potential for discovery, and visiting during the extended travel season can provide a more peaceful experience. With these strategic changes, Greece is working to ensure that both tourists and local communities benefit from a balanced and sustainable approach to tourism growth.